Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, guys.
I am reporting to you live from Safety Harbor, Florida, where we are just 90 miles away from the wild bear running rampant through Magic Kingdom.
Is that real?
I don't know, but it's in all of our Disney notification groups.
Magic Kingdom is shut down because of a bear sighting. But then they posted a picture of a grizzly, and I'm thinking,
what if it was just somebody at Country Bears Jamboree?
And they got out.
And they got out.
What if one of the...
What if one of the cast members had like...
No, what if one of the animatronics, they were trying to mess around with like AI and...
That could happen.
Anything could happen.
Animatronic bears, man. I mean, that's close to where we think it is, Tom Sawyer Island.
It's right across the water.
Listen, we're going to get into ministry here in a minute, but one of our passions, our shared collective passion, is Disney. We're both pulling our kids out of school to go to Disney on Friday this week.
When we need time as a fam, that's where we go.
And
that is our family time.
I just don't know if we'll be able to go if there's still a bear.
Hopefully they'll track this thing down.
I hope so.
They might be calling us in for backup.
How cool would that be? What do you think we'd get if we wrestled a bear?
Well, we had no bears yesterday, but it was Sunday.
The Buccaneers had the bears yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday.
And this is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Yesterday was indeed Sunday. It was a happy day for some, not for all.
Was a happy church day for you? Just not
happy church day.
Just not a happy sports day.
Great morning at Lakeview Church, but you know, my wife was like, Tim, why are you laying on the ground? You've been on the ground for 45 minutes. And it's hard for my wife to understand that, look, I take my fandom seriously.
You take it seriously. And
I mean, my text to my brothers immediately following the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs was, I'm depressed. Like, that was it. I think the depression, it was a sudden onset.
I get it. But yeah, there are some games that you have to kind of expect to lose in the NFL, and when you have the defending Super Bowl champs,
I know,
and they lost week one, they can't go 0-2.
But you know what made it even more sad, and I guess those in Tampa Bay were sad about this. Yeah, the Bucs looked great, but
the Bucs looked fantastic.
I went from the Jags game to the Rays game.
I don't want to talk about that. I can't. I'm too emotionally invested.
I don't normally get that upset over a Rays defeat, but later in the season, I can't help it. Like, these things affect me emotionally.
I get it, Tim. I texted you because I knew that you were down. I had checked in on the Jags game, and
you knew
Kansas
I was locked
City
in.
Had just taken what I assumed to be an insurmountable lead, and so I was like, hey, don't worry. The Rays just hit back-to-back home runs.
Which made me feel better.
We're coming out of this thing tied for first place.
So then I got over to the bottom of the ninth thinking, all right, let's close this thing out.
And it was not closed out. But, Tim, that's life.
It happens.
That's life in the big city. Sports ball.
It was a rough sports Sunday.
So much sports ball.
However, it was a great ministry weekend, buddy.
Tim, you told me, you know, you guys had big numbers again, which is always exciting to have.
It's a little confusing because I think my text to you yesterday was, yeah, we had again
a bazillion people,
but we're not doing anything different. We don't have any slick advertising campaigns running. We don't. I mean, I would argue we don't have the best ministry offerings of any church in town. You know, I mean, we do our best with what we have, but we have limited resources, mm-hmm. just like you guys. So I don't know.
It's one of those weird seasons. I feel like I am where we were 2 or 3 years ago. We are 40-ish% higher in attendance. And I don't want to say that I'm working less hard because I don't think that's the case.
But we're not
stressed out to the point of burnout. I think sometimes there's just
I don't feel like that
momentum
at all.
That slowly builds
and also our goal as a church is not how many people can we fit inside a building.
No.
Like, that's just not who we are.
Jeff Gordon said Ray's loss hurts, but we clinched new stadium.
We were just chatting
about
the
new stadium before we went on. And it's like, I don't think anyone is thrilled with the location, but guess what? A 30-year lease means that until I am at least 70 years old.
That's right.
The Rays are the Tampa Bay Rays.
You are old.
Tim, I'm 41 next month.
Wow.
I'm 41 next month.
St. Pete is St. Pete.
It is. And as a Pinellas County resident, I would have traveled further to more full games going over to Tampa.
As a Pasco County resident, boy, would I have loved Tampa.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have. But for me, it's the new location is going to be a little bit closer, and that penny for Pinellas. It's a wonderful tax incentive.
I did get the email this morning with the postseason tickets going on sale.
I have gotten that as well.
Andrew, you know, I just like being in the room where it happens.
You do.
I'm a big, like, live concerts, live sports. As much as I love the AC and comfort of my living room, I love the AC in Tropicana Field.
It's always 72 degrees. There's a whole lot of good things happening in there.
Speaking of good things happening, Andrew, we had monumental Sundays.
We had events that we will remember. They will go down in history of our churches.
I'm pretty stoked for you guys. I didn't see, well, I take that back. I have not checked the socials yet. Have you guys posted anything yet?
No.
Okay.
We can, well, like, trim down the live stream.
So
pull the video.
Okay, but, so what happened yesterday? Was someone announced?
Yes, we announced Miss Brittany Belichick as our Harbor Kids director.
Wow.
Which is very exciting.
What happened to Melissa Larson?
She got fired. Oof. She was trying to sleep with the pastor.
Oh my gosh.
Successfully.
I was about to say, I don't know if she was just trying.
No, Melissa has been ready hand it off
for the
past several, you know,
decades.
She took over as the interim kids person in January of 2018. So it's
2018. Yeah.
So we started in 2017 in June. We had a kids person then.
Wow.
Who, you know, told us in November, December, hey, wow, I got to step away. And so Melissa stepped in as the interim. And I think at that point we had like six kids, and now we have significantly more than six kids. And she was not working full time then, and she is working full time now. And it was just kind of, it's time to hand it off. And a family who's been worshiping with us for 6 or 8 months, mom is a teacher with Melissa at Safety Harbor Elementary.
That's cool. That's
and
cool.
They had gotten talking at school maybe around Easterish last year. And it was this light bulb kind of went off. She had been looking and praying, God, what's next? Like, what's the next step in my faith you want me to take? What's the next way I can get involved and serve? And so it just works out really, really well. So,
did she officially start this week?
I think she's kind of been easing into the role for the past couple weeks, and but now she is at the helm.
Wow!
So Melissa is not coming to church next Sunday.
She's skipping church altogether.
Melissa's skipping church next Sunday with all of my children. Next weekend, my in-laws are Disneying. They're coming from Arkansas.
Yeah, I love
that. So I am driving back home on Saturday night to preach on Sunday. But my wife and children will be staying over at Disney.
Because
it's the end of a series.
I get it. I'm with you. Yeah, I don't like.
A series that we've planned out for several months. And
I get that.
The timing just was what it was. And I can miss the morning of whatever we're doing on Sunday.
True.
And I'll drive back over because three of my boys have no school on Monday. It's a Pinellas County off day, and one of them does not go to a Pinellas County school, and so he does have school on Monday. So I will drive.
What is Monday?
Monday is just like a teacher planning day in Pinellas County. But Melissa was able to use it as a trade-in day, so Melissa and the three younger boys will stay over Thursday night or Friday morning until Monday night. But Landon and I will drive home Saturday.
Yeah.
Come home or go back over Sunday afternoon, then come back Sunday night to bring Landon home because he's got school on Monday.
It sounds like an eventful, fun-filled Larson Disney weekend.
It's going to be a very fun-filled time, but it's also the immediate results of my wife. But just the fact that all of this is off of my wife's shoulders, and it doesn't make my work life a whole lot easier, but it makes her work life and Sunday morning easier.
That matters.
So that's a big deal right then and there. So
trust me, my wife stepped down from her teaching role at our kids' school this year, and like her days off, which, you know, are Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we routinely grab lunch together. Like, it is the weirdest thing. No kids in the house.
It's very
grabbing lunch.
Just Busby running around.
Busby's the dog.
Being a happy dog that he gets both parents' attention.
It's been a fun season. I mean, it's a busy season
of
life, but, you know, three kids in four sports will do that to you.
That's wild.
Which, by the way, are you ready for the latest?
I'm ready.
West Pasco Wolverines drama. Ooh, my son's football team.
Tim.
It's funny. After last week, people reached out and were asking about it.
Bring it in.
Our quarterback got ejected from the game on Saturday. Then our head coach got ejected from the game on Saturday.
Who is the quarterback's dad, I'm assuming?
Then his entire family got ejected from the stands for the things they were shouting at the referees.
Were they shouting, Jesus loves you, he died for your sins?
They are things that I would not say in church.
Would you say them in private? Would you say them on a podcast?
I would not say them anywhere.
Are they things that you would think after the Jaguars lose or after the Rays give up a lead in the ninth?
It's possible.
Those kinds of things.
It's possible.
The things that you would say in your head but not out loud.
The funny thing is, of course, we're getting blown outs. It's a rough day. However, you know, we haven't scored a touchdown all year. We have not scored a touchdown. Quarterback gets ejected. Head coach gets ejected. The assistant coaches bring the team in. Hey, guys, do you want to forfeit? And the team said, no, we don't. We want to finish this game.
I saw that you were on the chain gang.
I was volunteering on the chain gang, so I had a great view of all the drama. The players said, we do not want to forfeit. We get that it's 40-0, and we don't care. And the very next play, they scored the first touchdown of the season.
Spectacular.
It was almost a Rudy-esque
moment. Almost like a Disney movie.
It was fantastic. It was very special.
And I love it.
And they still lost 40-6. But hey, shout out to the assistant coaches because they could have thrown in the towel.
Yeah.
They opted not to. I'm proud of those guys.
Well, thank you for that. Timmy,
boy.
So we've been through Safety Harbor's new staff member and our new Harbor Kids director. What's going on in Lakeview Land?
In Lakeview Land, we too announced a new... Get this. This is the first time we've installed a full-time staff member at Lakeview Church in this fashion since yours truly in January of 2010.
Wow.
We've had part-timers. Mm-hmm. We've had part-timers that have leaned on full-time. Mm-hmm. But as far as downright hiring a
you've
full-time
had part-timers
staff...
part-timers with two part-time positions that worked full-time hours.
Yep. But when it comes to, hey, we're hiring a full-time staff member, this is the first time we've said that and done it since January of 2010. Wow. That's a long time. That is like all of our kids' lifetimes ago.
That is like a baker's dozen of years.
So here we are. We announced a Mr. Todd Kearney. Our students in Lakeview Student Ministries know him as Firefighter Todd.
Firefighter. That's how I refer to him when we were texting.
When
we were going through the
that's
different
how all
candidates,
students refer
I was... You know, I was vetting your candidates for you and
as you should be.
And he was always referred to as FFT.
FFT made it through the interview process. He requested that we announce it to the students first because he wanted to give them priority before we announced it to the adults, which I was
like,
you know what?
That's a huge win.
That's a fair request.
That is spectacular.
So we announced it to the students on Wednesday night. We had everybody pray over him. He was very teary-eyed. Again, he's stepping away from a full-time career in firefighting to do this. So this is a big move for him.
That's why we call him FFT.
It's an immediate pay cut for him. And he said, I'm open because this is where God's leading my family and I. So, I mean, we are beyond stoked to have Todd and his wife, Michaela, on
That's
board.
Super
at Lakeview.
Cool.
He's been serving since January. I was taking my daughter to school this morning and she said, Dad, I was like, yep. She goes, I really love Todd and Michaela. Like, that was my 14-year-old daughter on her way to high school, not even prompted. And I'm like, we made the right call. She said, I love that it's not someone we don't know and we've been with him now since January. Mm. I'm like, yep. Like the importance of an in-house hire.
January to September is a long time for us as like grown-ups, but for a kid, that's a full school year.
Yep.
You think about that one English teacher or that one history teacher that made an impact
for sure
in your life.
Totally agree.
And that is the same time frame that FFT has already had. And Jerry is already chiming in with a three cheers.
Three cheers to FFT. Now, he doesn't officially come on full-time until November 1st.
Which is also a very cool reason why. I don't know if we're at liberty to share, but it's a cool reason why.
It's a very noble reason why. Todd had he had an injury. I don't know if you know this. He's a big sports guy, and he is a big flag football player and plays in adult flag football leagues. Takes it very serious and blew out his knee.
It's not good.
Not good. He had to take some time off work. Some of his buddies stepped up for him. And in return, he wanted to help them out to pay back their shifts. So he said, hey, I can't start full time at Lakeview until I finish paying back what my buddies paid in for me. I'm like, dude, how do you
say no to that?
Like, just like the most noble.
Yeah.
Honorable. Like he has. I have no business being in his presence. Andrew, we probably shouldn't even be.
Let's not hang out with him.
Near him.
Let's not corrupt him.
We are. We will. You ever seen the analogy where is it easier to pull someone off the chair up onto the chair with you? I am the guy on the bottom.
We will pull him off of his chair of nobility, and professional clergy, it will mess with him. We want to.
Jerry says,
keep him
if it's not
from-
me, FFT. Hey, Jerry, happy birthday, by
is
the way.
Jerry's birthday?
I think it was over the weekend.
Okay.
You're still top of the list for coming on board at Lakeview. Can you imagine having Jerry at one of our churches? Could you? What about a hybrid consulting role where you work at both Safety Harbor and Lakeview? I mean, it's an idea. Throwing it out there, you could do like big picture stuff or day to day, either one, whichever you prefer.
You know what? You could preach the same sermon at each church. That would be the way to go. Like, you get double the credit for half the work.
And then look, it's Tim and Jerry.
Just think about it.
Wow, the possibilities.
Just
oh, the possibilities
of it. So was the congregation as a whole was excited and receptive?
It was thrilling. It was exciting. We brought Todd and Michaela up. I had the elders come up. We laid hands. We prayed over them as a couple. I posted one of their wedding photos on the screens, which they were dying because they didn't know that was coming. So I ripped a Facebook wedding photo of the happy couple.
Look at them being all happy and in love.
They had friends and family from all over. Todd's wife is one of like 9 kids or something.
Well,
it's crazy.
Why isn't their whole extended family worshiping at Lakeview yet?
Maybe they will be.
Tim, you gotta put some pressure on them.
I met
we
most of the family.
We expect to grow the church through you bringing all of your people. We're not just hiring you.
Oh.
We're hiring your whole extended family.
That is not how this works.
Also, we expect your wife to teach Sunday school and play the piano.
What year is this?
I don't know.
So the scary thing is there was a time in church hires where that was the expectation.
How
terrifying is
my
that?
My older sister has...
It's no wonder guys lasted like 3 months at
I
these
know.
Places.
My sister's bachelor's degree is in church ministries, but from an uber fundamentalist college where my bachelor's degree is also from. And so the big joke was, Christy, what are your career goals? Are you going to marry a pastor and type the bulletin? What is the point of this degree in church ministries? And she did not like that joke.
I think it's funny.
Which is why she got a master's degree in reading education and is a wonderful teacher.
Hey, congrats, Matt. They welcomed it. What is up with yesterday and welcoming
there
new staff members? Matt welcomed new staff as well. Executive pastor starting October 1st.
That's exciting.
Matt, I had no idea. Let's go.
There you go.
That is awesome.
I think it's the time of year when kings go off to war and the time of year when churches are saying, wow, our pastor can't possibly do all of this by himself for another year. Let's bring somebody on.
Hey, I was excited. We
also the time of year when churches say, wow, we made it through the summer.
True.
And we're not in the red. Therefore, I think that's a big part of it.
The search process can be daunting and exhausting, especially if it's not something you're used to doing. So for me, it was very tiring. So I was thrilled to be able to feel like, look, we did this. We put in the hours, and it was hours,
yes.
Hours and hours. And we
plural.
Thankful we have the right candidate, the right guy in the job. Jerry says, I hate the 2-for-1 mindset. Jerry, I'm with you. In all of our church hires that we've done, all of our interviews that we've done, we have been very clear. We are hiring you, not your spouse. If they choose to serve in this ministry with you, great. If not, fantastic.
Yeah.
Like that has been the message to each and every candidate. And it will be. I have two potential candidates for our worship director position, Lakeview Church. I'm meeting with them this week.
There you go.
Don't know if it's going to go anywhere. These are the initial, like pastor discussion.
But also,
where are you
as I think as you told the elders, like, hey, we can do if you want me involved in both searches,
that's
we
right.
can do one search at a time.
I probably bit a little bit more off than I could chew. I attempted to do both searches at the same time. Quickly realized we need to focus on one if we want to do this the right way. So we solidified one, and now the attention has turned to the other. Wouldn't you have it, that very same week that we announce our student ministry director, we have some candidates on board for potential worship director at Lakeview.
What's interesting thing about this 2-for-1 idea, never when hiring a woman is it assumed that her husband is going to step in and lead and serve. If you're,
Is that true?
You
might be right.
But like,
I cannot think of an example where there was a female hire and it was like, oh, and by the way,
your husband's going to run sound. He's going to play bass. He's going to, and if he doesn't, if he can, wonderful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's never just assumed.
No, that's a good take.
That he's going to jump in and play a role right away.
Andrew, you're a bit more peppy today. Did you complete something last week? Do you have a weight off your shoulders? Why are you feeling
there?
Why are you in a better mood?
Getting there. Timmy, I have This very same camera setup will serve me well, hopefully, on Wednesday at 2 p.m. And
what's going on?
Hopefully next Monday we'll talk about it a bit more. But it's
okay. Something happened this week.
I'm being very defensive. And
it's a legal issue. That's why you can't talk about it yet.
It's not a legal issue, but I submitted about 113 pages. And
it looked great.
Immediately had to send in some revisions.
I read the entire table of contents. I was so proud of you. I read the whole table of contents. It was a lot of
work. There was a lot of words in that table of contents.
A lot of formatting looked good.
It's tough being a Mac user when the default formatting is in Microsoft.
Oof.
It there's just some things that don't some formatting issues. It
doesn't always translate well.
And the templates, templates do not play well in Pages.
Mm.
But we're getting closer and closer to the day.
After Wednesday, what's next?
I don't know. So
do you have immediate feedback? We'll let you know next week.
I have three discussion posts that are each worth 0.25% of my grade.
Okay, don't matter.
That doesn't matter.
Nothing.
They're not really graded. So what I emailed back and forth with my professor last week just to kind of get a heads up on what this day is going to look like. And Matt is also in the DMIN program at Liberty.
Really?
And so we've had some conversations just saying, this is really great and this part is really tedious.
Yeah.
And as a Mac user, he gets it. What I assume is happening is on Wednesday, it'll either be, hey, you need to revise and update this, this, and this. But other than that, you're good. Or it's going to be, congratulations, Dr. Larson.
Gold star.
So I emailed my professor and she basically said, this is, I'm not looking to poke holes in your research. This is a confirmation of what you've been working on for the past 2 years. This is not this is not a committee trying to be hypercritical during the defense. This is
that's good,
culmination and a celebration of what has been done. And you need to be able to articulate it, but it's not you need to be prepared to. This is not a trial defense.
It's cool that you paid for my plane ticket for the graduation ceremony.
That was really sweet. Here's the thing about the graduation, which is in May. My wife and several of my children were at a birthday party yesterday afternoon.
Ben Savage, a degree of perseverance.
That's exactly what it is, Ben.
It's true.
For the record, this is Ben Savage that I was at camp with this summer.
No, this is Ben Savage, the child star that you all know.
This is not that Ben Savage.
Yes, it is. We've been fans of Ben. Ben's been fans of us.
Oh,
we're practically in the same world.
A different Ben Savage. But my wife and several of my children were at
How's
a birthday
Fred
party
doing?
For a longtime friend. So this is a family. They hadn't done birthday parties for their kids because COVID era, and they had just moved down here.
Yep.
And so it was kind of a big deal. And after church yesterday, and I hadn't really been feeling great, and my wife made the selfless decision, hey, I'm going to take the kids and let you sleep on the couch and watch sports.
Wow.
But also I was doing a little bit of my revisions. And so when she was telling the families that were at this party, hey, Andrew will be here next time, but he's got this and this going on, and he's defending, and they're very academic people. They were like, Melissa, you realize that this is a big deal, right? And she was like, wait, really? And they're, yes, this is, because they're people who have been kind of professional academics for
a big deal.
A decade.
It is a big deal.
So Melissa's like, so I guess like I should figure out a way to go to your graduation, even though it's on a school day.
Oh boy, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Like the whole family should be there, buddy.
Yeah, I agree.
No, it needs to happen.
I was watching the Liberty Flames football game last Saturday, and Luke, my third child, who's the most football interested, we were watching the game. I was like, you do realize what's happening on that very field here in a couple of months.
Matt says, let's go PPCon in Lynchburg, Virginia, May 2024, and we can all go to the ceremony.
What a great plan.
The funny thing is we may or may not be planning something similar.
Great plan that would be. Lynchburg has never been mentioned.
I have
a feeling the one weekend a year that every Airbnb in Lynchburg is sold out is Liberty's graduation weekend. But
Matt says, did you wake up from your couch nap in time to see the O's walk off the
race?
You might want to be careful running your mouth. That's all I'm going to say. The postseason's coming, and it's been a while since you guys have been there. For us, this is the fifth year in a row.
But yes, I did, and it was terrible. It was just
But seriously, when's the last time the O's were in the postseason?
I don't know, like the 70s or something.
This is our fifth year in a row. Like, we practically live in the postseason.
It's just expected.
They're freaking out because they have one good season.
I get it. They're going to have a lot of good seasons. Everybody on their team is 23 years old.
Hey.
And they look like a boy band.
How many times have we said that?
I mean, that's true.
2016.
Takes one injury.
Before my youngest was even born.
Wow.
Jerry says, wow. I'm not bitter. I'm still reeling. I've had a couple of losses over the weekend. USF didn't pull through.
I'm down. Okay, but you almost have to be proud of that USF loss.
A 32-point underdog to Alabama.
Yeah.
But when you're hanging in it, you're like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to like see
and the
an upset?
Lightning probably derailed USF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised the game was still on after my son's football game. I was like, oh, I guess we can watch the whole second half. It was kind of bizarre. Jerry, Andrew would love to nap on your couch, and you better have room for me because there's a good chance that I'll be there.
We sleep toe-to-toe, just in case you're curious. I don't want any rumors to get started.
Melissa, if you decide not to go, don't worry. I will take the plane ticket. I will support him.
Speaking of sleeping toe-to-toe, Tim, I don't know if you had
toe-to-toe, Tim.
I don't know if you had this rule at the camp that you went to growing up as a proud alum and almost survivor of the Wilds Christian Camp and Conference Center in Brevard, North Carolina, in the A-frame cabins, which were what do they call them? A-frames or birdhouses? I don't know. Maybe birdhouse. I think the birdhouses, they were literally built with like 8 pieces of plywood, mm-hmm. the same like birdhouse that you built in shop class.
Oh, I'm well aware.
They just did that with full pieces of plywood, and those were the boys' cabins. And so
had a men's retreat at one of those last week.
You were kind of over angles, and we had the rule in the birdhouses that you had to sleep with one guy's head facing one direction on the bunk bed, and whoever was on top had to have their head in the other direction because the top bunk kind of hung over the bottom bunk. And at one point, a kid got sick in the middle of the night and threw up directly into the mouth.
Oh, why?
The guy sleeping on the bottom bunk. And so
that story.
It's my favorite.
That could have been off the air.
And so
sorry.
So they made it so that, you know, if your head is here, you're going to throw up on someone's feet and not.
We were having such
face.
A healthy conversation. There was ministry, there was sports, there was friendship, and
there
then it turned into Vomitron. Jerry says, considered the Wilds. For our high school fall retreat this year.
It is a magnificent place. There's a lot of stairs.
Hey, the facility is fantastic.
There's a lot of stairs. I hope you don't bring something evil with you like a drum set.
Jim says, please, Andrew, tell me more about a kid throwing up into another kid's mouth.
Jerry, where you see Jim?
Jerry says, I hate that story. I mean, look, we're 40 minutes into the broadcast. It was bound to happen.
We are not 40 minutes in. We were chit-chatting and goofing off. Tim,
it was bound to happen.
One thing that you and I were discussing this past week, and it was, we need to save this conversation for Monday.
Which happens a lot. We'll have these
We'll have a conversation that starts to get good. Like, no, let's not finish this conversation. So, Tim, what happened in Lakeview Life? We're pivoting, and we're going to be talking about all things church social media for about 8 minutes here.
Church social.
For the record, I'm not good at it. We don't have. You have multiple professional photographers that worship at your church. Yeah. I can't take a selfie mid sermon. That wouldn't look good.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking pictures in church. We do have a photographer, but that's his passion. Like, he loves.
I would love it.
He loves.
I would love
photos.
It if you offended him and he started worshiping here.
He loves editing the photos. That's the only reason. Because people are like, wow, you guys like quality photos for a non-mega church. Like, look, that's just because we have one guy who just happens to love photography. That's the only reason. We do love taking great photos. I'm not a huge fan of social media at times. Like, I get it. It's part of our life. It's a necessary existence. Maybe a necessary evil?
Sure.
I don't know.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
It is.
Just like you.
Thank you. It is just like the mortar, clay, bricks and hammers were at the time of Babel. They can be used for good or for evil.
But like, the primary tool is jealousy, is it not? Like, it's coveting. It's
I mean, that's not at all where I was going with this, but you know,
I feel like, but it came up in the sermon yesterday because we were going through fruit of the spirit, which we always talk about fruit of the spirit, but we don't typically talk about the vices that Paul leads into with. Yeah. So we had to cover the vices and then the virtues.
See, but when you're talking about jealousy, I just think of the gin blossoms. But
I don't know. I just, to me, like, it is what it is. I get that we're filtering every photo. We're not posting the gross stuff of life. Maybe you are.
I mean, I post a lot of gross stuff. Tim, we...
Laura says, I'm already feeling guilty for missing the chance to take Brittany's pick yesterday. Laura, we... I mean, based on your profile picture alone, you are either a great photographer or you know a great photographer, and Safety Harbor Community Church could use some help in that area.
You know what? I would say one, like, you know, event a month, Laura will airdrop me like dozens and dozens of pictures of
Ronald.
If you've seen a picture at church in the past couple of months, chances are it was taken by Laura.
I believe that. Have you read the book Dopamine Nation, Wild Book? This is different than Hulu's Dope Sick, which was an incredible series.
Probably a different thing.
Probably the same thing. Good reminders of what social media does to our brains. See, very similar. But if our churches don't have social, then like, would people assume we're not alive? Jerry says, ooh, vices
deep.
And virtues. That was not the title of the sermon. I believe the title was Galatians week 12.
That was deep.
Do you title sermons?
Come up with that yourself? No.
Mine are now. Sermon series.
Week. Yeah.
Week whatever.
Like, yesterday was Elijah and Elisha week 5.
So, vices and virtues.
That's a good, it's a great title.
Should have been the title yesterday. Literally the entire sermon. I thought it was going to be more uplifting. And I got several like, wow.
That
really
was,
convicting
that was
message.
Convicting.
Wow. Can we chat today? Because I've got some stuff to work through. And I'm like, that was not the intent. Like, yesterday was supposed to get to the fruit of the
yesterday
spirit.
Was Sunday.
And this is about social media.
Yes. So, Timmy.
I don't want to get into specifics.
We had a conversation.
Yeah.
Of some church things that we said are just kind of.
Galatians week 12. So sexy. Thanks, Jerry.
That are just kind of providing the ick, as the kids say. In the
Gary
church.
Says, Tim's filters. I have a memory of a couple of shirtless pics at Jags games.
Well, those filters are not.
Those are filters. Those were not real.
Tim just has a shirtless filter. He just walks down the street.
That's inappropriate.
But, Tim, we were discussing some things on church socials that. That give the ick.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Let's just say there was a certain post and it's like an innocent, harmless, like, yeah, that's cool. You're hanging out together with friends and someone else chimes in, not on social media, but maybe a text or a phone call.
The screenshot of the post being sent around.
Hey, I wasn't invited to that thing. I'm like, well, like, that wasn't the, should this be on our church's social media thing? Like, why are we fighting over this? Like, this is a non-issue. It was just people having a good time, and it wasn't anything bad. And I don't know. Like, how do you deal?
How do you police individuals posting things?
Yeah, like this
it was, and I know
the heart behind these people, and it was so innocent, and it was like, this is great, we're having so much fun. It wasn't about anybody being left out. It was nothing like that.
Okay, but I'm listening through the ears of people that don't know the situation, and what everyone is hearing is, are people upset that someone posted a picture of people with beer? That's not this.
Oh, gosh,
this
no.
is not this. This
there wasn't
was,
even, there was no alcohol in the photo.
This was, you know, people's feelings get hurt. Tim, my social media icks are very different than yours. Yours are people involved and human stories and human emotions. Mine are,
stuff.
These are things that bug me. Hey, everybody.
Oh,
would
boy.
You like to know what bugs me?
To be fair, the things that bug you also bug me, because we do have a running thread of text messages. We're like, and there's that photo again in a different lighting.
Yeah.
But the same idea.
The same exact picture. Tim, this is a new ick for me.
You're going to love this segment. This is the icks of social media.
And
we're going to call it Andrew's icks.
I was.
This week's is social media.
Someone
this week on Andrew's icks, social media.
Someone who I know and love had posted a picture of their worship team at their church, and they tagged the church. And this is someone that no longer lives here in the area. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what church they're going to. And I tap on the church. And in the church's bio on Instagram, it's, hey, we're this church. We meet at this time at this location, pastored by, and then they had tagged the senior pastor in the bio on the gram. And I've seen other churches do
this
as well.
Okay, this is the modern day equivalent to putting the pastor's name on the church sign out front.
I guess.
Right? Like, isn't it the same thing?
Does the church sign give me the same ick as the social? I don't know.
Laura says, we're going to soon be calling this segment Dr. Andrew's Icks.
There we go.
Okay, so one of your icks is pastored by in the church social media bio.
Like if
I get that,
but I'm like, and like on the website, it's the same thing. Like, you know, if the pastor's name is on the top 20% of the website, or like in the tagline,
it needs to be under the staff tab.
Yes,
like leadership staff. There's our pastor. There's our associate pastor.
But see, I also have worked at churches that would only put the senior pastor on the website because everybody else was plug and play, and they could be, you know, so why?
Because of the revolving door.
So why upload or why update those positions when we can just have an extra page dedicated to our pastor and spouse? So that was ick number one this week, is churches that have their pastor linked in the bio on their socials.
Shout out to all those churches who have their pastor linked in their bio. I don't think so.
Let's be real. All of those pastors are a decade younger than me, and I just don't get it because I'm getting old and I'm yelling at cars to slow down. The other ick, and this has come up before.
Oh, I'm loving this segment. Let's keep going.
Tim, the church that I visited this summer, where I was one of 18 people in the room, which, again, nothing wrong with little church. Little churches are used greatly by God. But when you put out a reel after the service with hype music behind it, and it looks, sounds, and feels like you're in a room full of hundreds and hundreds of people.
Oh, no.
And I know, like, dude, there were 18 people in that room.
Jerry, I don't know if Andrew's even aware of the Be Real social media app. I think he was literally saying, let's be real.
No, I'm aware of it. Is that still being used? Are people still be reeling?
Every single day.
Really?
Like Calvary High School. The Be Reels at Calvary, every morning. Yeah, sorry. Continue.
It was...
Would you say attempting to be something they're not?
Yes.
That's
what the ick is. It's the trying to present ourselves as though we're this super high techie and high production value, when really there was like haze on the stage, but like also Walmart fans blowing the haze.
Wait, there was haze?
Yes.
No,
Tim.
No.
This was a church with 18 people in the room.
Haze?
Two haze machines on the stage, but there were also two musicians on the stage, and yet it sounded like there were about 12 instruments on the stage. One of the musicians on the stage was just singing. They had a mic in their hand, and that was it. And then there was a keyboard who happened to be playing guitar, bass, drums.
You gotta love multitracks.
All from the keyboard. It was very impressive.
Got to love the great use of multitracks. It's the equivalent of the offering special in the late 90s, where you would go to your local Christian bookstore. You would purchase whatever song you wanted to sing at church. You wanted to sing El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
What key do you want to sing El Shaddai in? We have that key. Here's the karaoke version on a disc tape.
El Shaddai.
This is the modern day version of that. That's what multi-tracks are they not?
At my indie fundy church, being that I was the Sunday evening service sound guy.
Oh, I know those
from
well.
My sophomore year on. Tim, we had a rule that anything, no accompaniment could be piped in. That was the rule. It wasn't truly worshipful if the accompaniment was not in the room, it doesn't
we
count.
Better not hear it.
That was the rule at the church that I grew up in.
Jerry says ministry training now involves, this is so true, Jerry, and let's be honest, we do this in student ministry all the time, now involves learning how to crop the photo to make it look like the crowd is even bigger than it is. 18 people, try 1,800.
There you go. I
more Amy Grant classics by Dr. Andrew, please. He'll be singing El Shaddai at next week's offertory special.
I'm seeing Baby Baby next week. Next week is Baby Baby. It's going to be really good.
Ben says, we've been paying hundreds of dollars to see our favorite artist to multi-tracks. That's true. It can be corny, but it can also be professional.
I would say there's a difference between...
I'm not... We multi-track at Lakeview.
There's a difference...
It sounds awesome.
...between really good multi-tracks and really bad multi-tracks. And if you have a guitar solo in the song, but there's not a guitarist on stage... I'm not talking about filling out the sound. That's not what this was.
Pads, keys.
Which, again, I'm a fan of pads.
A bass line.
Yeah. But this, like again, if there's a guitar solo in the song and there's not a guitarist on the stage, that's
Ronald says, I feel like
thing.
You're judging my middle school room photos hard. Derry's screaming father's eyes. I want father's eyes. Jerry, yes, I'm living in an old man's rubble. I love the icks segment, Andrew. I've got one for you.
I'm ready. What is your ick, Timmy?
I've seen it a few times from a few area churches. It is basically the same photo every other day from the lead pastor with a sermon quote. And I'm like, maybe the shirt changed. I can't tell, but it looks like and then I was like, I'm crazy. Then I went to the profile and I scrolled.
And it was 80%.
90. So like, to me, it's like it should be under 10%, right? Like 20%.
I don't know. It's
like it should not be one person dominating the social media feed.
Our that local sports radio station here in town has a guy who's like got a weekend show and is like a contributor to other shows. But clearly he has Canva on his phone and nobody else does that works on the station.
Right.
And so a third of the things that the station posts are, you know, a little infographic with him in the corner, like doing one of these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And they get. We are a major market. It is the sports talk radio station in town, and every one of those posts gets 7 or 8 engagements, period. And I just think, why do they keep posting the same thing over and over again? It's the same thing as the, here's the one angle of the one communicator holding the one microphone doing something dramatic on stage.
It's the same post.
That same picture every week.
And I get it. Like there are
you
churches
found,
that have...
They found one that works.
They have a social media schedule, and Tuesday is our emotional picture of Pastor Day, but it just turns into like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Jim says we still have those offering songs with backing tracks every week. Seems like people like them. No comment. Jerry says, how many pastors' profile pics are them on a large stage, presumably in front of a big crowd? Ooh, there's another ick.
That's it. Tim, at one point... You changed your profile picture to you holding a microphone.
Oh, young Tim.
And in the group chat, you were roasted.
I got blasted,
for it.
Boys. I'll just be honest with you. Iron sharpens iron. That photo came off. I mean, I removed that photo so fast.
Yeah, it didn't just so you didn't fast. Just upload a different profile picture. You deleted it.
Oh, yeah.
It was
gone. Thank you guys for calling me out on that one. Jerry says, I crop the pictures of the worship service to make it look full. And I crop my selfies to make me look less full. Oh, boy.
I am familiar with that phenomenon.
I stole another pastor's joke on Sunday because we were talking about the
fruits of the spirit.
Yes, but also the jealousy that comes along with social media. And I did this little rant and it was like, what? They got a new car. I'm stuck driving this thing. You lost 50 pounds. I guess I found them.
Yeah.
And it was quite the laugh. It was. And I told Steph, I was like, babe, I'll tell you off the air.
I can't wait.
Jake says that one has always bothered me, especially YPs. Oh boy, we're gonna strike a nerve if we're not careful. Youth pastors who speak at one camp and suddenly that's every. And what the funny thing is you'll see the same photo like 6 times throughout the year, and you're like, wait a second, was that from that one week at camp?
Yes, it was.
Same photo, sometimes the same quote. We're going to get in trouble. I'm going to keep going. We're going to get Jake, I blame you for that one.
I posted this and it didn't perform as well. So if I wait 6 months, I can post it again and it might perform better this time.
We should have avoided. We are going to get text messages.
These are the icks.
Jim says, I have a pic of me speaking on a big stage with huge pit stains.
That's
clearly visible.
That's different.
Oh, man. The comments are just there. I can't even keep up. Anyone checked Andrew's youth camp? We need to do that. Yep, Jerry's right. We're creating enemies. And yes, the pit stain photo is from the 1 week at camp. Look, if you've got a photo of you on stage, it's fine. We're not mad at you.
No, it's fine.
It's just an ick.
It is.
You do you, boo.
Yeah, that's what these icks are. If you are a church
that you're in a group chat with the guys that I know, you're getting called out. I'm just going to say that right now.
If your church likes to tag your pastor's personal Instagram in your church bio, that's fine. You're allowed to.
I would say, look. In your stories, that's fine. Disappears in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like we do that stuff all the time.
There's some things last forever, some things disappear.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the page and be like, oh, wow, there's 74 photos of your pastor this month. I'm like, guess your church is, well, you want to know what the church's focus is? Just scroll through their social media feed. That's not, should I say that?
Ouch. I don't know.
I'm.
We need a theme song for the ick
I'm
segment.
I'm still reeling from my losses
ick.
Yesterday.
What if we just had a button that just...
Boy, we are in a mood.
We just push a button and it would just say, ick. Anything else you don't like, Tim?
An ick. I'm going to stop.
Ick.
I'm going to stop. I'm probably already in trouble. Oh, my God.
Posts about how hard it is to be a pastor.
I was not going to go there.
You don't understand. It's really. Yeah. Everybody's job is hard. That's why we get paid.
This is. We are seriously going to get in trouble. One of my icks is posting about how difficult pastoral ministry is.
How hard and unappreciated it is. And by the way, October is Pastor's Appreciation.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow. Man.
Thank you, Derry. Derry says, I've considered doing a post with a pic and the same inspiring caption on the same day for a few consecutive years just to see if anyone is paying attention. But that just seems ick.
Oh, man. If only someone could make a calendar of some of these icks at some point, that'd be great.
Jerry says, funny. Sometimes we need to vent the icks. This is a safe
space. This is a safe space.
Oh, this boy is
a safe space for the icks.
Andrew, I have one friend that does that every Sunday.
Oof.
Ronald says, posts about how hard it is to pastor, especially in October.
Wow.
Look, I'm not saying pastoring is easier, that pastoring can be, you know, it is not for the faint of heart. Like, that is so true. I get it.
Yes.
We have walked through some very difficult seasons in life. However, most people that I know with a full-time job have also walked through very difficult seasons.
I spent a couple years growing up in Indiana County, Pennsylvania, coal mining country, and once a year there would be someone who died in a coal mining accident. Guess how many people have died in pastoring accidents?
I mean, there's probably
that one guy who touched the microphone during the baptism.
Uh-huh. I'm like, honestly, there might be a few.
There've been some. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Jerry says, I'm sitting outside the grocery store refusing to go in. I don't want to miss any of this gold. Jerry, we're going to end this before we get in too much trouble.
I think the ick is done. Ick! I want a button. I want an ick button that we can push.
I mean, I've got a sounds button. I can add whatever sound you want. So next week, we're probably going to have an ick button.
Listen, send in your ips to your icks. That's not even a word.
I don't know what you said. It was an ix.
Send in your ix to, I don't know, slide into Tim's DMs with your ix. Timmy, one other thing we want to talk about.
Oh, boy.
One other thing we want to talk about that probably won't get us in trouble, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
We're Christian school dads. This is a segue. We are Christian school fathers, Timothy. We have children in Christian schools.
We do. I love a good Christian school. You and I both went to Christian schools. Yeah. We don't mandate Christian schools. I'm not saying they're a requirement, but I do love a good Christian
Ronald
school.
Says the closed caption says, send your tips to your ex. And I have questions.
I don't know if we can recover from this.
Tim,
is the equivalent of saying something during a sermon that shouldn't have been said, and you can't come back from it.
So we have both. We are both active parents at our kids' schools.
Mm.
We volunteer for the things that require volunteers.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
How? And again, this whole being a pastor is difficult. Ick.
It can be difficult.
Sure.
I don't want to.
And you know what? And maybe our churches are just healthy. And
could
it
be.
Would, and
that could be.
Yeah. I've been in seasons of unhealth at other churches where it was a lot more difficult.
Sure.
But one of the reasons that we get to volunteer more than other dads is because we have the freedom and flexibility in our schedules to do so.
That's right.
And so because of that, I think the schools know they can call us and we are more likely to be able to say, sure, I'll be right there than somebody else could be or has the flexibility to be. But what percent, you know, when you are volunteering.
Yeah.
Do you think you are seen as this is a dad or this is a pastor or
it's more often than not
the combo of both?
It's a dad in a pastoral role. So like if there's a pastoral need or a volunteer spot that would be great for a pastor, I'm probably getting that call.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that just comes with the territory. There are times I'm like, I just rather just be a dad. Like, and when I was coaching flag football, like that was me just going to be a dad. Like that was fun.
See, like I'm coaching soccer right now, but the athletic director, like we had a parent meeting. He's like, hey, Pastor Andrew's going to come pray. You know,
whenever
someone needs to pray.
The prayer time? Yeah. For sure. Like that is when the pastor is called upon.
And you have to turn on your pastor voice.
Do we?
No, I don't have a pastor voice.
I wish you did.
That's another ick. Tim, that's an ick we can talk about. I've known pastors who I...
Oh, that's a major
who
ick.
Who are like the most mild-mannered people ever, and then they get up to preach, and suddenly they're like, where did that come from?
Open your Bible. Yeah.
There's vibrato in your voice.
Right.
The waitress could barely hear you asking for a refill 10 minutes ago. And now there's vibrato in your voice?
My favorite part of my preaching class in seminary was, like, this was an ick of the professor,
mm-hmm.
which is really funny to me because it was a Southern Baptist seminary, and let's just be honest, like, Southern yeah. Baptists kind of, they're known for busting out the preaching voice when called upon. And it
anytime you make God a three-syllable word.
God.
That's the one.
We both grew up in Baptist churches.
Yes.
You were a bit more indie fundy.
Yeah.
Ours was...
We put the fun in fundy.
Yeah, we had some indie fundy, went to Southern Baptist, but they all had, like, that was just kind of the thing, like, you had the preaching voice, and I'm so glad we've gotten away from that.
Jerry says, I lost it. The only reason I've thought at all about becoming a lead pastor is you two make it look easy. You're right. It's so easy.
I often say it's so easy Andrew can do it.
Listen, Tim stepped right into the role with a Dropbox full of several months of my sermons, and that's no true. One noticed.
Boy, at the beginning there, did I need those sermons. Like, those were lifesavers. Wow.
Oh, man. Matt and Matt are both coming in with, and God delivered.
This has gone off the rails. This show had the most promise.
We had two sentences of show notes.
It had the most promise. It was ministry filled. It was the angst of
really
the highs and lows of sports.
Both of our new staff members coming on.
We love our new staff members. And then Andrew went off the rails.
There are things that are icky.
I'm blaming Andrew.
There are things that are icky.
You started the ick with Vomitron, and we never recovered after the vomiting story. Hopefully we'll be better next week. I don't know.
But we probably won't be. But we'll be here. Same ick time. Same ick channel.
We'll be here. We already miss you. Tell us all about your icks. Shoot us a DM.
My McDonald's coffee is really cold and gross.
If you're going to share your icks with us, make sure to tag us. We'll, you know how we are in the socials.
We're so good.
So
we're
good.
So good. So active. And Jake,
next week, we are kicking it off with some face ministry Facebook group icks. Oh. Never heard of that before. Insert controversial theological statement here.
Also, hey, I just really feel like God has called me to this next generation, and I would love to come preach to your group. Listen, here's how you can reach me.
Don't do that.
Here are all of my contacts. If you want a reference, this Facebook group seems like a good place to post it.
Please don't do that. Same time.